Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, 2 to 5 p.m. every afternoon, Monday through Friday, right here on WVNN. And if you find yourself out of range of our AM-FM capability, which is pretty hard to do, you have to be out of North Alabama almost to make that happen, then just go to rightsideradio.org and click Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. And folks, I gotta also just take a minute and tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, what an amazing group of folks. I do know them personally, and they have been putting people back to work left and right around the state. That's what they do. They line up people and jobs, and they make them click. And if you're looking for a job, just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got them posted all over the state. And if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They'll work with you on the recruiting, the drug testing, the background checks, you know, blue collar, white collar, no collar, doesn't matter. ZLAUSA.com is the website for ZLA Solutions, putting people back to work. That's what they do. Well, folks, I got to switch gears. All right, I got to move on to other topics because there's so many things happening in the news. I'm just looking right now. So do you remember this? I think it was, what day was this? August 28th. Do you remember the President of the United States talking about Afghanistan, giving one of those kind of tough guy, whispery, squint at the teleprompter kind of speeches? And he went on to say, you know, we fought back against ISIS-K. ISIS-K. And he talked about the fact that they launched this drone strike, and they took out ISIS-K, Islamic State leaders. And he went on even in detail to talk about the fact that this target was in retaliation for the bombing that killed 13 of our service members during that debacle of Kabul airport pullout. And he's confirming this in a speech. And then on top of that, Major General Hank Taylor spoke at the Pentagon in a press conference and went on to say the Islamic State members that were killed by the drone strike, one of which was a planner and the other was a facilitator, indicating that they appeared to have sort of pinpointed their intelligence and even knew who these people were until yesterday. What? Yes. You know, one of the things that's been so interesting is to watch the President of the United States get up and say stuff and then have his own members of his administration have to get up at the podium soon thereafter and sort of correct the statements. Well, one of them was more than a correction. One of them was just absolutely a, yeah, that's not true. And that was yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, in his second day of grilling by members of Congress, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, one of the people absolutely at fault for the debacle in Afghanistan, was asked by Senator Rand Paul about the drone strike. And the story changed dramatically. Copper, let me know when you're ready with clip 8, because I got clip 8 on this one. This is Rand Paul, and okay, you ready now? All right, Copper, let's go ahead and just play clip 8 right now, and then I'll talk to it.
The guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
The administration is, of course, reviewing that strike. And I'm sure that a full assessment will be forthcoming.
So you don't know if it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I can't speak to that, and I can't speak to that in this setting in any event.
So you don't know or won't tell us?
I don't know because we're reviewing it.
Well, see, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a Predator drone whether he's an aid worker or he's an ISIS-K. See, the thing is this isn't just you. It's been going on for administration after administration. The Obama administration droned hundreds and hundreds of people. And the thing is there is blowback to that. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but I see these pictures of these beautiful children that were killed in the attack. If that's true, and not propaganda, if that's true, guess what? Maybe you created hundreds or thousands of new potential terrorists from bombing the wrong people. So you got to know who you are. We can't sort of have an investigation after we kill people. We have an investigation before we kill people.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead. That to me is, I think that's one of my favorite. That's got to be one of my top 10 clips of like ever. You Copper, I see your reaction. You too?
Well, what do you know? You should know who you're killing.
Yeah, before you drone somebody, maybe you ought to know. But here's the thing. They said they knew. Did you hear the story a minute ago? With literally, the president of the United States has already come out and said, it was ISIS-K. It was ISIS-K. And then he went on and even had Major General Hank Taylor at a Pentagon press conference announce that not only was it ISIS-K, but that it was, they knew who the two people were, two of them. They said one was a Islamic State planner and the other was a facilitator. So allegedly they knew who it was, and now they don't. Well, how does that happen? How do they announce with such assurance to the world that they just killed somebody, allegedly in retaliation for a bombing, and claim they'll do it again? In fact, that's one of the things that President Biden said. He said that it was just the first. This strike was not the last. I'm actually reading it. Quote, this strike was not the last, the president said in a statement, renewing a vow that he had made in a previous speech. We will continue to hunt down any person involved in that heinous attack and make them pay. And it went on to say, and this is an article I pulled off of Rolling Stone magazine. Yes, I did. I went to Rolling Stone. A U.S. military drone strike killed two high-profile Islamic State leaders in Afghanistan. And then, like I said, Major General Hank Taylor says one was a planner, one was a facilitator. And then you just heard that amazing clip when Secretary of State Antony Blinken just went ahead and laid it out there. Yeah, we don't know. We're still reviewing that. We're not sure. I can't answer that. And got called on the carpet right there in front of God and everybody. Folks, that is just inept. I mean, that is just inept. Now, I don't want lies. I don't want them lying to us. But by God, at least get your story straight. I mean, you got one department. What they're doing here right now, by the way, is they're crawfishing. Everybody in that administration is hurting. And they are wishing they had another job right now. But nobody could quit, because if they quit, it makes the boss look bad. And so everybody's trying to do the best they can, but nobody wants to take the heat. There's no sense of accountability in this administration whatsoever. Not a lick of it. And I'm just telling you, it's also getting really kind of freaky around the world when you look at things that are happening. China is emboldened. You've got Ayman al-Zawahiri, the head of Al-Qaeda, who we thought was dead, suddenly shows up in a video this week. Yesterday, North Korea launched missiles into the Sea of Japan. That hasn't happened in a while. I'm just telling you, the world is becoming emboldened. And why is that? Well, I'll tell you what, Copper, let me know when you got clip five ready, because Senator Marsha Blackburn just nailed it. Clip five, Copper, go ahead and play it.
The sacrifice there has given us a period where we were not hearing about ISIS attacks and beheadings on the news every night. The steps that Secretary Pompeo and President Trump made were able to send that message. If you cross us, there is a price to pay. But Joe Biden is weak and they are not fearing him.
There you go. When you recognize that the man at the top of the totem pole is weak and he has no ability to make solid decisions, and when he does make decisions or make statements or takes action, his own administration officials have to come out later on and clean up the mess, you begin to realize something's wrong, especially when he's giving basically our enemies every opportunity to bow up even further. In fact, you know what? I just mentioned it. Bam, here it is. I'm watching here in the studio and on Fox News, literally on Cavuto, they just brought up North Korea, and I'm seeing images of these missiles being fired into the Sea of Japan right there in front of me. How's that for timeliness? Just telling you, we got a show that hits all the marks, don't we? But folks, listen, we are in a perilous situation right now as the world examines what will happen next. Will China choose to go ahead and prevail upon Taiwan and cross over the Straits of Taiwan and invade and take it for their own? Will Al-Qaeda perform acts of terrorism worldwide? Will ISIS be emboldened in Syria? Will Russia find its way again and sort of begin making inroads into the Ukraine that we had hoped were on the wane? It literally, look at what we've given away. if nothing else, we have given away our strength of position. I don't mean geographically. I'm talking about being the big dog in the room. We are no longer seen as the big dog in the room. We're seen as the old dog who maybe has some fight in him, but everybody recognizes that if you're going to wind up testing the alpha male, now's the time. And I'm just telling you, folks, it's a perilous situation that we find ourselves in. And it's all because of exactly what Senator Blackburn said, is that we appear to have leadership that is weak. And then some even begin to question whether he's speaking for himself. Now, I've got a clip, and I don't think I have time for it. I may come back to it. But, you know, there's been some very interesting developments. When you watch the fact that the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, goes to a microphone and begins to talk, and more than once now, his own staff has turned off the mic to prevent his comments from being heard. Well, the other day it got even worse. Did you see when he was in Idaho, I believe it was? He was in Idaho, and he was meeting with firefighters, and in mid-sentence, he went off script. Literally, I'm looking, okay, yeah, here it is, article by Joseph Wolfson. The White House abruptly cut the feed of President Biden's briefing on wildfires with federal and state officials. So not like the microphone went out. I'm talking this was televised, right? Even with having a somebody right next to him doing sign language. And all of a sudden, President Biden says, I mean, out of the blue, hey, can I ask you a question? And of course, the person at the table says, of course. This is all on camera. Yeah, one of the things that I've been working on with some others is, and the screen went blue, had the logo of the White House on it, and basically thanked everybody for showing up. He was they cut him off in a heartbeat. Like, literally, don't let him talk. Stop! And they just literally cut the feed. The President of the United States. Who does that? Well, I'll tell you what. We come back from the short break that we're about to head into right now. I will play you a clip where it's even being asked by a senator, who is allowed to cut off the President of the United States? Who's doing this? And then top of the hour, you're going to want to stay in, because top of the hour, Attorney General Steve Marshall is going to be with us talking about the fight against vaccine mandates and big government overreach. And I appreciate our Attorney General coming on today. We'll have him at 4 o'clock. All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid conservative. Hey, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. We are here with you, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, and listen, by the way, if you want to be on the Right Side team, if you want to advertise on this show, then literally you got to contact us. Contact us direct at Right Side. Go to rightsideradio.org. Go to the contact tab. You can either send us an email, or you'll find the contact information from my brother Bobby, who will square you away. Bobby will get you all the information you need to be a part of the Right Side team. Several new team members that I just sent their ad scripts to this morning that should be up on the air here with us very soon. Pretty excited about it. One is the National Christian Foundation, and the other is Just Love Coffee. And you'll be hearing more about them as they specifically contacted us, just like I just said a moment ago, rightsideradio.org, and asked how they could be on the Right Side team, and they're coming on board. He said, listen, I want to do this. Copper, I think you said you've got clip 7 ready. Is that okay? I see the ready. All right. So listen, here's the deal. I was saying right before the break, crazy story. President Biden, in the middle of a speech recently, and by the way, not the first time he's done this, because last month the president's audio feed was cut when a reporter asked him a question that was off script. Well, the other day he's speaking and he goes off script. He starts talking and they just literally cut the entire televised piece out. Well, the question is, who's allowed to do that? Copper, this is a little bit longer of a clip. It's like a minute and a half. But Copper, go ahead and play clip 7.
It was a most unusual turn of events. At the moment, President Biden signaled he was about to go off script with this question at a Boise, Idaho briefing on Western wildfires.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
One of the things that I've been working on with some others is...
In mid-sentence, the White House cut the video feed. The screen went to blue with a graphic that said, "Thank you for joining." It did not escape the attention of the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Somebody in the White House has authority to press the button and stop the president, cut off the president's speaking ability and sound. Who is that person?
I think anyone who knows the president, including members of this committee, knows that he speaks very clearly and very deliberately for himself. No one else does.
Well, are you saying that there's no one in the White House that can cut him off? Because yesterday that happened, and it's happened a number of times before that. It's been widely reported that somebody has the ability to push the button and cut off his sound and stop him from speaking. Who is that person?
There is no such person. Again, the president speaks for himself, makes all of the strategic decisions, informed by the best advice that he can get from the people around him.
So are you unaware that this is actually happening? Because it happened yesterday at the Interagency Fire Center. It was widely reported. The media's reported on it. And it's not the first time it's happened. It's happened several times. Are you telling this committee that this does not happen, that there's no one in the White House who pushes the button and cuts him off in mid-sentence?
That's correct.
The same thing happened last month.
Wow. Go ahead and stop it right there. Wow. Okay, so he says that's correct. Well, I got news. It's happening. It is happening. And if you wonder why North Korea is launching missiles, if you wonder why Al-Qaeda feels emboldened, if you wonder why China is bowing up, if you wonder why Russia is feeling stronger in the Ukraine, if you wonder why all these things are happening around the world, it's because, like Senator Blackburn said earlier, they all know that our president is weak. And when you see things like this, where the president of the United States, where a staff member has the authority to just stop him from speaking, I'm telling you, it does not project strength. It does not project strength at all. All right, folks, I'm going to change gears here for you. We're going to be heading into a short break in just a moment. But coming back at the top of the hour, we've got our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, who's going to be with us. And I think one of the things that you need to know is that the Attorney General of every state has an opportunity to make a difference on your behalf. They're not just there to prosecute crime. They're not just there to, you know, go after politicians who are corrupt or whatever else. They're not just there to defend the state against lawsuits. They will take action as needed. And in this case, he's already said, on the vaccine mandates, when the Biden administration files their plan and makes it public how they're going to do this, which right now they don't know how they're going to do it, then he intends to file suit along with a number of other attorney generals from around the nation. It's going to be a good interview. Attorney General Steve Marshall calling back at the top of the hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WBNN. We'll be right back.